On one of Dale Jr.'s podcasts, Joe Gibbs joined him a couple of months ago. And to this day, Joe Gibbs says he still has no idea why Carl Edwards stepped away. Joe Gibbs said this. He said, I would have to say that conversation might have been in my top five as far as shocks for me in life. They said, hey, Carl's outside. It was after the season. I figured out, you know, he was going to come in and wish me happy off season, you know, good Christmas, something like that. Instead, he walked into my office and said, Joe, I think I made up my mind, stepping out of racing. Joe says, I was sitting there and I go, do you realize every young guy your age wants to drive a race car, make a ton of money? You sure you want to be doing that right now? He said of the conversation, and now 2.5 years since that development, Gibbs still hasn't been made aware of why Carl Edwards retired from racing. April of 2013, we caught up with Carl Edwards after his race at Texas Motor Speedway, friend of the Freak Nation for many, many years. And this is just kind of how we start off our conversations with Carl Edwards for a freaking flashback.
Sometimes you hear this happy bastard call in.
It's been a while, though.
It's been a while, hasn't it, man?
Yes, I am pretty happy right now. This went pretty well. We got a good third place finish. This is Carl Edwards, by the way. I don't know if you...
you jumped right in there, man.
Carl Edwards, driver of the number 99 Fastenal Ford Fusion for Rush Fenway Racing.
Who drove this race with a cracked tailpipe, we understand.
Yeah, cracked tailpipe. I had all sorts of issues. We had cracked tailpipes. We had the belts came loose at one point. I don't mean loose. Like, I unbuckled them coming to the green inadvertently.
Coming to the green. The worst part to do so.
So it took about 3 or 4 laps to get them all hooked back up. And fortunately, we didn't go a lap down. But this race is about Jimmy Finnig. I mean, he made calls on pit road. We came in one time. He said, okay, drop the track barb. Put a rubber in the left rear. Put a shim in the left front. 2 rounds of wedge. I mean, it was like we were all over the map. And somehow he ended up third. So very, very lucky to be third.
Third.
Yeah, because I saw him running around 20th with maybe 110 to go or so. So, you guys really got your act together and just bonsai.
And what the hell did I say, Crash Gladys, when we're up in Kenton Nelson's suite? And I said, yeah, what happened to your Roush boys?
Because I did. I was saying.
You were nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, we
I picked them to win.
I know it.
I picked me to win too, but we're in trouble. I mean, that's not good to run like that here. This is supposed to be, you know, we usually dominate here. Greg is usually spectacular. He finished 4th. He had a lot better car than I did, or he was doing a better job of driving it. He was faster, but still, we weren't dominant like Kyle and Martin and Jeff Gordon and those guys. And we've got some work to do.
You say you've got work to do. What is that? Is it driver? Is it car? Is it crew chief? What the hell is it?
Well, the driver can always do a better job. I mean, we can always, you know, I always think that way. I know Greg does too. But I think our cars, I think we're just missing one little piece that's letting us go out here and dominate these races. I mean, there have been times I've sat in here after the race with you guys, and I mean, it was easy. I mean, you're just out there on a Sunday drive, and you go win the race, and you think, man, what's wrong with all these other guys? And now, you know, I'm out there working pretty hard and just fortunate to finish 3rd. So we've got work to do, and we all know it. And Jack Roush called us in this morning, even before the race started. He called in Greg and Ricky, and I went to his motorhome, and he said, look, we gotta come up with a way to be better here. He said, I'm looking at the pattern. We're not dominating ever at any of these races with this new car. So we're going to keep working.
We saw Martin Truex after his 2nd place finish, and that dude just looked like he came out of a 15-round fight.
Yeah, he's not happy.
2nd place.
Yep.
You ever been there?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing worse than when you have which, as a driver, you live and die by getting the finish that your car and your crew deserves. And if you have a car that can win and you don't win with it, I mean, he just said it in there. He said, you know, to beat all of these guys, to have a car that can beat all of them it doesn't happen very often, and when you lose it, you waste that opportunity, that's crushing. I mean, he's going to have a terrible week. He looked like he was really frustrated. So that's the difference between a guy who's got a 20th place car finishing 3rd. I'm pumped. Martin finishes 2nd with a winning car, and he's down in the dumps.
Yeah, and even Jeff Gordon, I heard him in a post-race interview saying, hey, yeah, you know, we got a really fast car, even though he finished way back because of a couple of issues. So, yeah, it's the highs and lows of the sport.
Well, and it depends. I mean, like right now, I know we've got trouble on the mile and a half. So we're not very good. Well, if we go to Kansas next week, lead the whole thing, dominate, and have some trouble, well, I'm still going to be happy because, hey, we've turned it around. Things are good. But But we've already got a win this year. We feel pretty confident about being in the chase. But it's an emotional sport. I mean, you go out there and give it all you got, and sometimes it doesn't go the way you'd like.
Carl Edwards joins us.
Well, talk to me about this. Where are we being broadcast right now?
Dallas-Fort Worth, a 100,000 watt FM 100,000 smoker.
Sounding like a million, I bet.
Yeah.
That's pretty serious. So the
people
who live next
in their
to
cars
that
right now.
Tower, they got like longer hair.
They got like three testicles just, and an arm coming out of their back.
Yeah. But they also have 105.3.
Yeah.
So, hey, and you know what? You could use an arm out of your back every once in a while.
Isn't that true? And then probably.
It's, you know what, for too? It's for Tony Stewart when he walks up and gives you the wedgie. You know he does that a lot?
No.
Have you got an arm in your back? Yeah, he's probably done it to you. He does it to the women a lot more. And for some reason, he does it to me. I don't know what that means, but.
Wow.
But, I'm just joking with Tony. So.
He did it to another man this weekend. I saw
but
on Twitter somewhere.
Man, if he just had an arm in the middle of your back, you could just jab him real quick. That'd be good.
You know, Brendan Gaughan is a master at unbuckling women's bras.
I would assume that. I've known Brendan for a long time. And I'm not, well, I'll talk. I can't talk about it on the air, but he's a very social butterfly. Brendan is.
And this of course,
to say the least.
Before he was married, of course, this all happened before his marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, right. He still undoes bras. And Brendan, his wife standing there.
Hey, let me tell you, his wife has got to be one of the coolest people. To marry Brendan Gaughan, you got to know you're in for it. She's probably still hearing stories that she's never heard on radio stations. You know. So I got in trouble for that when I was in about fifth grade. I was snapping bras. I wasn't unbuckling them. I wasn't that good. But I wasn't that dexterous.
Whoa.
I hated that when people snap my bra.
I mean, we thought it was cool. We're like 10, you know.
Whoa.
But it hurts.
Fifth grade? Like who's wearing a bra in fifth grade,
there was
Carl
a couple
Edwards.
Girls, and everybody knew, you know, who had the bra, so you go there and snap it.
Were they living by the 100,000-watt towers?
That's a good question, man. That's really good.
And again, before we let you go, you know you're still infamous here on 105.3 The Fan. We're almost getting, you know, the station blown up with your mother coming in, dropping the F-bombs.
Yeah, my mom is just throwing the F-bombs around. Yeah. So my mom she's toned it down. She's getting her act together. she's out of prison now. Everything's good. So everything's cool. We're having fun. Hey, I got to give a shout out to Fastenal. Fastenal, they had a lot of folks here tonight. We gave them the best run we could, but we've got to get to victory lane for Fastenal. If people out there listening, you know, the 100,000 watt 105.3 is reaching you. You've got some sort of construction project, a business, anything like that where you use a lot of nuts and bolts and things, they can save you money. So go check out Fastenal.
Fastenal.com?
Fastenal.com is pretty cool, and your local Fastenal store can do anything. Like right now, all these shelves, all this stuff around here, they can come in, fix any of it, give you parts, set up vending machines, save you money. Because you know how it is. You got a business, and people go take too many drill bits and stuff, and your inventory just goes. So Fastenal takes care of you.
You know what just hurt? I saw them wheel about a dozen white cowboy hats by us.
I'm glad I didn't see that. Yeah. That's depressing.
That was
tough. You do have one, though.
I've got a few cowboy hats. I got a black one, and it's my internet hat. So when I get on the internet, I put on my hat, and just, I don't know why, but it sits next to the computer, and so I don't know where this came from, but
that pisses me off. I'm sorry. I know we got to let you go, but you get on the internet, but you're not on Twitter. You, Dale Jr., and Tony Stewart, get on Twitter.
Nah, Twitter, it's almost getting cool to not be on Twitter.
Guys,
I know, everybody's like, I have trouble, so I'm honest. So I had a Facebook, and I get in so much trouble because, you know, you're getting a wreck or have some drama at the racetrack, and I'm like, hey. Here's what happens. Here's how I feel about it. And they're like, you can't say that. You're going to, you know, so.
Clint Bowyer cusses on Twitter. He doesn't get in trouble.
Clint Bowyer cusses everywhere.
And he gets away with it.
Yeah, I guarantee he snapped a few bras. Clint's wild.
We're going back to the bra snapping.
Yeah. All right.
Carl Edwards.
All right. It's as professional. Speed Freaks is professional. I'm sorry.
Carl, please.
Bring it down to the gutter here.
It started with our first interview.
Making up for my mom not being here. All right. Thanks. Be safe out there driving, folks. Wear your safety belts.
More.
Watch out for idiots.
And watch for that third arm coming out of your back.
Third arm.
Again, 6 years ago, a freaking flashback with Carl Edwards.